Hey guys, today I'm going to show you how to make a normal colored photo, modern day colored photo, into a little old movie animation. So I'm going to make this photo into this little old movie animation with the old movie stripes and everything in it. And I'm going to show you how to do this, but before we start we need to install a plugin. And it's the Gimmick plugin, and I'm not sure if it's called a Gimmick plugin, but I'm gonna call it the Gimmick plugin. Maybe it's called the Gimmick plugin, but it doesn't really matter. And on the website, I will leave a link to the description of this website, and it will explain how to install it, and it's just as easy as installing brushes. And also leave a link in the description to not just this website, but also a video that explains how to install this plugin. And if you still have problems installing it, then just leave a comment and I'll try to help. So back to the tutorial. After you've installed the plugin, I need to say this, you need to close down GIMP and start it up again, otherwise it won't show. But when you've installed it correctly, it will show under Filters, Gimmick here at the bottom. First of all, I'm going to duplicate this image by clicking on this icon here. And on this top layer, I'm going to go to Filters, Noise, Hurl. And in here, set the randomization at 100 and then click OK. Now go to your layer dialog and on the top layer, set the opacity to about 10. And it sort of depends on what your image looks like. But the point is that there is some noise in the image after you've done this. And now go to your top layer, right click on it and click merge down. Now we've got just one layer and we're going to make this look black and white with a little bit of sepia in it. So for that, go to Colors, Colorize, and set the U at about 37. And the saturation almost all the way down, so put it somewhere in between 5 and 10. I'm going to put it at 8 for this. It depends on the image, and then click OK. So now it looks black and white with a tiny bit of a sepia tone to it, and we've got this nice old photo. And now we're going to make the animation by clicking on this duplicate layer about 8 times. So I've got, let me see, 9 layers here. And on my top layer, I'm going to use the Gimmick filter. So go to Filters, Gimmick. Now we're in the Gimmick filter, looks like this. And in here, click on Degradations and click on Old Movie Stripes. And the frequency in here is set to 10 by default, and that's just fine for your top layer. So make sure you're on your top layer and then click Apply. And now go to your layer below it and change the frequency a bit. Make sure you stay under 10 and then click Apply. And do this to every layer below it. So I'm going to pause this video because I don't want to bore you with it. And I'm going to change the frequency for every layer and click Apply. I'm on my bottom layer now and I've already changed the frequency and all I need to do now is click Apply and then click OK. And now all the layers have old movie stripes. And now we're going to make it look like the person who was making this video didn't hold the camera very steadily. So we're going to move the layers around a bit by going to our Move tool in here in the toolbox. And then make sure you're on your background layer, your bottom layer. Click on your image once and then press on your top arrow key twice. And now skip one layer, go to this layer in your layer dialog, click on your image once and press on your right arrow key twice. Skip one layer again, click on your image once and click on your down arrow key twice. And again, skip one layer, go to this layer, click on your image once and then press on your left arrow key twice. And now go to skip one layer and you're back on your top layer, click on the image once and press on your top arrow key twice. Now we've moved the layers around a bit. So now we're going to crop off the edges because we've just been moving the layers around and we don't want the edges to look sloppy. So we're going to crop them off with the crop tool in here and just crop up off a little bit. Doesn't have to be much. And something like this is fine. And then just click in the middle to crop it. And now it's cropped. And if you want to preview your animation, go to Filters, Animation, and Playback. And then you get this little window and click on Play to preview it. And the cool thing about this is you can click on detach here. And then you can move it around over your screen. Unfortunately, you can only do this when GIMP is open, but it's still cool. So I'm going to attach it again and close this. And I'm going to save my animation by going to File, Save As. And I'm going to call this Old Movie. And the important thing is that you give the extension .gif. GIF. And then click on Save. And then this will pop up. And make sure you tick Save As Animation and click on Export. And in here, make sure that Loop Forever is ticked. And delay between frames where unspecified, it's set to 100 milliseconds. And that's fine for this animation, but if you make an animation that you want to go faster, then make this higher. And if you want the animation to go slower, then make this number lower. So 50 goes twice as slow as 100 milliseconds. And frame disposal where unspecified, you can leave this at I don't care for this image, but when you make an image with transparency in it, then you need to set it to one frame per layer replace. And that's also fine for this layer, so I'm going to use that. And then all you need to do is click on save, and then your image will be saved. But I'm going to click on cancel because I've already saved this before. So that's all there is to it. And this is the before and after once more. And here you see the nice modern day colored photo. And here over my screen is the old animation, old movie animation I've made up from it. And I hope you liked this tutorial. And if you did, then maybe you'd like to watch my other videos and subscribe. And thank you for watching.